Lakers are streaking, NCAA March Madness is happening, and you're watching the Profanity Nation podcast.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simpster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast, where we are the voice of the professional fan. No doubt, sitting here in beautiful Infanity Studios, as we are every single Wednesday morning here, bringing you the tops on Lakers, yes, NCAA basketball, and more. So let's get going here. Let me introduce my co-host, Mr. Money Mike. How you feeling, sir?
Man, I'm good, man. You know, this point about the tournament. I'm talking about the women, not the men. I don't even know who's playing in it. But about this, hey, this women's tournament, man, is off the chain this year.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get to that. We're definitely going to get to that. Stapat, how are you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Lakers are doing well right now. They're peaking at the right time. We can't wait to talk about both tournaments. I mean, I know no one knows who's in the men's tournament, but NC State is a pretty, interesting story. So,
yeah, I do know DJ Burns, but the only thing I know about DJ Burns is that he's older than Anthony Edwards. He's 23 and Anthony Edwards is 22.
And still playing in the club. So. That's okay. You know, sometimes, Kuzma was a four-year, so that's okay. Yeah. And look at how it worked out. It worked out for him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So let's get started where everyone's here. Let's just get to the Lakers talk really quick, guys. Okay, so the Lakers are streaking. They're playing quite well. They're coming together. I know Money Mike's happy. We were talking about this before the game. You're kind of liking what you're seeing. Let's start with Stat Pat here really quick, though. What are you seeing different about the team right now, offensively, defensively, and what kind of do you see that they need to still tighten up?
Okay, so one thing you see that the Lakers are actually beating teams they're supposed to beat. Like, they were not beating teams they were supposed to beat earlier in the year. They would just lose these games, right? So that's one thing they're shoring up. They're beating the team they're supposed to beat. Secondly, it looks like, the offense is really clicking. Everyone's picking each other up. Like, either it's D'Lo having a good game, or LeBron's having a good game, or, Austin Reeves having a good game, or AD. Like, we're all – and sometimes, more often than not, you're getting three of the four having pretty good games. You know, it's like when Austin Reeves, I think tonight – or yesterday, had just about – I think it was 2 for 9. But D'Lo hit 7 threes. You had LeBron with, 25 points, and AD also scored over 20.
So
that's how it goes, And so, yeah, we're just – right now, we're peaking at the right time, I think.
Money, what do you we'll ask you if you think we're peaking, but also, what do you attest that to? What do you think the difference is?
It definitely is a chemistry there. And I will say this, and I'm not throwing no shade, but I'm just documenting it. With or without LeBron, there's still a chemistry that's going on. Like, we beat Milwaukee without LeBron, right?
Twice.
Yeah, so, and the thing about it, they all go and they band together. And what I do love about that is when LeBron comes in, he's not affecting the chemistry. You know what I'm saying? So now they're learning to play with him and without him and still be efficient. And D'Lo, man, he's playing, lights out. I know a couple of weeks ago he was saying that he wasn't able to have a relationship with Darvin Ham because of Schroeder. And looks like, it looks like now that's all been resolved.
Yeah.
And thank God that we didn't trade him. I'm happy Atlanta said they didn't want him. I had to eat a little crow, too, because that dude had no defense. And I was, really nervous. But, no, he's been a good ball, man.
Can you brought up the whole Schroeder thing. Can you elaborate on that for anyone who doesn't know what's going on?
So, basically last year, Schroeder was actually – Darvin Ham's man. He was when he was over in Atlanta. Darvin Ham was his coach, and they had a relationship. That's why Schroeder came over here. Schroeder was getting a lot of the minutes, and he was getting seemed like now you can kind of tell he was getting favoritism, and you didn't really notice it because Schroeder actually was playing pretty well, and D'Angelo kind of was really really struggling to the point where you wanted him to get off the team. And but now it's like, everybody, even when Schroeder left, we were like, wait a minute, where's Schroeder going? Mm-hmm. Why is he leaving? But it seemed like that's the best thing for D'Angelo, because D'Angelo definitely has been flourishing. He said he wanted to come back. I was like, all right, man. You know, he was playing good basketball. It seemed like he's been getting better and better. He's gotten to the point where you kind of was like, yeah, he's playing good enough to be tradable, to the point where maybe we don't want to trade him to him not getting traded.
Exactly.
And it's a great thing that we didn't trade him.
Yeah.
Is that representative of a streaky player or just somebody who's coming into his own on this team?
I think he's coming into his own.
So he's not going to regress.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to regress. I think in the last 20 games, he's been playing really good ball. And he's had hiccups where he kind of had the best game. But the next game, he looked like he took that and he actually has a really good game. So, you know, he's hitting 7 threes. You know, I think he hit another game before he hit like around 8 threes. Like I think he's over 40% from three this year,
which is what we need on this team.
And that's somebody that's dependable. And he's a volume three shooter. So it's not like it's 40% off of, you know, 2 for 5 shooting. You know, it's sometimes 4 for 10. Mm-hmm. You know, he's putting these threes up, but he's making a pretty good amount of them. So, it's really good to see that he's playing well right now.
I believe that I saw a stat that LeBron's 3-point percentage is actually better.
I saw that. Curry's. I'm not looking at that
right now. Of course,
I don't care.
You know, the hater here.
I don't care.
Over 40% and actually better than Curry's. Thoughts on that?
Well, it's 41-40. You know, that they have LeBron on like 41.1 or whatever, and you know, Curry,
you gotta be happy with that percentage.
Yeah. Well, no. Listen, I think it's. Well, first of all, You the volume of threes that Curry shoots versus the volume of threes that
he shoots
LeBron,
LeBron shoots
nice
over
size.
About 5-6 threes a game.
Okay, and how many Curry?
I'm just saying six threes a game, over 7 threes a game. Like, you really are messing with your percentage. You want that to be like you only shot 4 and you made 2. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you
and
know,
then like, you know, but he's not.
But you can't tell it. Listen, let me just say. LeBron James right now, he's playing some really good ball.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm actually happy with what's happening. We're winning games, and we're winning games that we should win, and then we're winning the dog fights too. And if we lose a game, then we come back and win 2 or 3 more in a row.
Yes.
So we have not gone any losing streaks or anything like that. So props to the Lakers and LeBron, all that stuff.
Yes.
But you cannot say that when you take this regular stat and tell me that, which is a great, listen, it's a great stat, but Curry, we know Curry shoots way more.
We know what it is, man.
Than LeBron.
We know what it is.
So it's like I think people are kind of just fishing on something.
It's numbers, and you can skew numbers to look any way you want.
I got 40%. I got 40% Curry. I got 41% LeBron. Whoever I give the ball to, it's going to keep me alive. I'm giving it to Curry every time.
Of course you are.
What about you?
Well, of course, because he's the best shooter of all time. If he's ever going to shoot a shot for your life, it got to be the best shooter of all time.
Right.
So it's just Curry.
Right.
So
I'm just saying.
But
what are we talking about?
But, you know, LeBron shoots his threes in a different way, right? He doesn't shoot. He's not a catch-and-shoot kind of three. Is a lot of it off the dribble. Basically, he's dribbling himself into rhythm, into the shot. So it's not like he's just waiting in the corner and he's busting threes, you know, where you know that if the ball goes around the horn to Curry, then if he's the last person, he puts it up, it's going to go in. Like, you know, he's a better shooter, right? Is his percentage is great? Cool. Maybe he's not shooting as much, but we'll see how this happens in the playoffs. Like, I need these 40% in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he's not going to – I mean, LeBron's not going to be affected in the playoffs. He's not going to cower in the lights. And DeAngelo's been there.
Yeah,
there last year. This team was there. Finally, they kept it together. This team was there.
This team, the one that they're playing now.
Yeah.
The minutes they're supposed to be playing.
Yeah.
Now, there's another stat where it says that the Lakers have a losing record when Taurean Prince is playing more than 25 minutes a game. Like, they have a losing record. Now, when he plays less than 25 minutes, we are killing it. We have a great record. And it's just like the stats, going back to your shooter story. Like, sometimes Darvin Ham can literally have facts in his face. Data.
And it don't matter.
Numbers, and it does not matter, because he's going to go with his gut regardless. Whatever that gut is, he's going to go with it. He's going to feel out the game. He's not going to let numbers dictate what lineups he should choose. Sorry, the numbers actually help you.
Numbers don't lie.
Dictate. There's efficiency rating for a purpose. There's people out there that can give you your best five. The junior, you know, statistician, the you know what I'm saying, the statistician that's at home just crunching numbers for the hell of it can tell you what your most efficient starting five is. Like, so the fact that you have this data and you don't use it, it just sometimes is just baffling to me, though. So, but yeah, you know, you got to, you know, it's, they're playing really good ball. The offense is really efficient. The defense, though, I still don't like dribble penetration.
Yeah, I mean,
the guard that you have, any real guard, any guards that got
penetrate
that can get anything they want. They can get downhill because Reeves is not good at the point of attack, and D'Lo is not as well.
Yeah.
The only hope we have is hopefully we could put the pest in because he's back now, Gabe Vincent, mm-hmm. and hopefully he can get in the way because he's kind of like that on the ball kind of defender.
Mm-hmm.
But is he going to flat out stop somebody? I don't think so, but it does give
slow
them
it down.
Slow it
just,
down.
Just one step
yes.
makes the difference.
You just can't just get off the pick and just dribble into the right. And then AD comes up and then we got open, swing, you know, lob, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, so if we could get them out the middle, yeah, we'll get back to that. But also, remember, we're also missing one key player. And I think when he comes back, it's going to help that defense go back to the level of defense that we played before. And that's, you know, and that's Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
Once Vanderbilt comes back in, then you'll see the Rui back. You see that Rui when we need
Vanderbilt.
Some stops.
Yep.
You know, we'll go, but we need that offense. We put in Rui, but we're going to keep the same team. You know, you have now depth. You know, look like if Gabe Vincent does come back healthy, you now have
he can provide depth. Some sort of defensive spark. Then
and even offensively, like you know, so he's not going to be like such a liability. Not taking anything against away from Max Christie or even Max Lewis.
You love Max Christie.
I do like
season.
Him. I like his defense. But I just think right now Max Christie has had enough time. For us to be like, oh, you can't put him down on the bench. You need to keep him in the lineup. He hasn't done that. You know, he hasn't done that. He has played well, but he hasn't played well enough to the point like, whoa, that's a jump. That's a jump. Like, he's like a Kuzma jump. Like, when Kuzma had that jump in the second year, like, oh, we know who our best player.
Yeah.
You got D'Angelo Russell. You got Lonzo Ball. I mean, you didn't have Lonzo Ball. You had Lonzo Ball. We didn't D'Angelo play with Kuzma, with and also Clarkson and all of them. He killing it. He's balling. Like, you know, so it's what we gotta see, right? You know, we'll see how that works out.
All right.
So for the record,
yes.
Curry is averaging 4.83 shots per game.
How many?
4.8.
Okay.
So like five.
Shots. Yeah. And then LeBron is 2.2.
Okay, that's a big difference. So twice as much.
Yeah, so you know Curry shooting twice as much, which
right?
Means, and still shooting for 40%.
Right.
So, I mean, listen. No shade against LeBron. You know, I promise.
Can you extrapolate that if Bron's role was different, that he'd hit at the same clip, and still be better? So if he shot more threes, if his role on this
well,
team,
but that's not LeBron's game.
No, I know, but could he? Could he?
I don't think so.
Does the percentage there still apply? Can you extrapolate that and scale it up?
I'm trying to figure out. I mean,
it's like double
that's him shooting more threes, doing what he's doing now. So you see how many threes he's shooting right now. He got to double that amount of threes.
Yeah,
and I don't know
everybody
that. Yeah, I don't think that's going to help.
Even if he makes
up, like,
all right,
he just shot 10 threes.
But it's not part of the team.
LeBron,
but is he capable? Yeah.
Hey, if LeBron shoots that amount of threes, trust me, I am going off because I don't understand why he's not passing the ball to somebody else. Because he's not a pure.
Threes.
See, listen, there is a difference between a score and a shooter, right?
Yeah.
And usually scores are the ones. To LeBron's credit, to Michael Jordan's credit, to Kobe's credit, are the ones that have the all-time scoring records, right?
Right.
Shooters, you know, the Larry Birds and stuff, don't have half as many points that they have. Even though you know Larry Bird was a great shooter, for example. You know what I mean? But so LeBron, I would consider him to be a scorer versus a shooter. And sometimes you want – a shooter to me in there versus a scorer, or vice versa.
I'd like to twist this really quick, and then we're going to get to some college March Madness guys. But right now in the West, there's a three-way tie. Okay, we got OKC, Minnesota, and Denver, all 52 and 23. Literally, three-way tie. Then on the back end of this, you've got at the play-in, you've got in the 7 seed, you got Phoenix, Sacramento 8, Lakers 9, Golden State 10. Kind of spoke about this, that, you know, nobody really wants to see probably the Lakers in that first round. Okay, well, the Lakers are pretty firmly set. They're going to have to do the play-in, right? I mean, there's not enough games for them to get out of this right now. They're 9.5 back, Sacks 8.5, 8. They're not going to make up that kind of space. So my question is this. Up there at the top, you've got Denver. You've got Minnesota and OKC. All of those teams are sitting there saying, we're a lock. Do we really want to take on that 8th seed? But the Lakers could end up being 7 with the play-in, right? Do you think that they're positioning or they're playing out? Is there any posturing going on, any chess being played here with those three teams?
Because, well, first of all, they can drop out enough to ensure that they won't play us.
Three.
Well, I'm saying they have to drop to 4.
The three.
Or three, right? They would have to be the third.
And it's right now it's tied.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, and so the third team would be the one that's safe.
Yeah.
Because the Lakers can get the 8th or the 7th seed.
Exactly.
And so do you want to play? Like either one. I mean, do you it, like
– The Clippers are 4.5 back in the 4th.
They're good.
You don't have to worry
they're
about
good.
It. So they can – any one of those teams can sit in the 3rd and go, I'll let you deal with it.
Right.
Do you think
and
that's –
And we'll deal with it in the 2nd round.
If it comes.
If it comes that way.
Yeah. Yeah,
and the thing is, like, you have to understand, like, you got to believe that. Okay, well, if they get to the 2nd seed, do you want to be like Denver? Will be the only one that would be like, all right, if it is what it is, let's do it. But if I'm Minnesota or if I'm OKC in the first round matchup, or the Lakers,
young team,
LeBron is looking at chops. Yeah. Like they're gonna put him so much pressure. To like just like what we did to Memphis last year. They put them in pressure. They wasn't ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and say they thought they were. They had a really good regular season, and then they lost game one, and they got smacked in the mouth real quick, and then, like, all their money, cookies, candy was taken from the kids. And that's what we're going to do to anybody else if we play a young team. Now, Denver, of course, they're going to be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to any of those teams, they better wait until the last. I mean, they won't even know if it's until the last because we'll be in the play-in. So they won't even know
Mike,
until it's over.
Bar any injuries, if the Lakers and Denver meet in the first round, is that as good as the Western Conference Finals? Does that team
I think
just
so. I
cash
mean,
it in? That team's going on?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because
I mean, the Clippers are there. The Clippers are there.
Yeah, but
they've had some struggle, but we know what they're capable of.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't have it. They don't have the full team chemistry. You know Kawhi is going to get hurt or PG. Something's going to happen.
Bar injury.
They are the Clippers. But no, they are the Clippers.
Something will happen, you're saying.
They are the Clippers.
I don't want to put my money behind that,
no,
but I understand what you're saying.
They are the Clippers.
Yes.
You know, listen, I'm on record. This is the most scariest Clipper team that I've seen, mainly because I really – You know the person I'm scared of the most on the Clippers is Ty Lue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. This is the first time that they have a championship caliber coach that knows what to do and knows how to navigate and move and make adjustments and do all that. I never was afraid of, like, Doc Rivers and anybody else that they had. But this coach right here, Ty Lue, knows what to do. And so it's all on PG though, because he, you know, it's PG. It really ain't Kawhi for me.
No, it's PG.
It's all PG. Like, okay, you know, let's see how you going to perform, because, you know, his game historically, when he gets in the playoffs and the lights are on, he really hasn't been that guy. So,
and he hasn't been that guy lately.
Right. And then, you know, and you know, Kawhi, it's always interesting because if he feels like that he ain't got a chance, he all of a sudden
gets a splinter,
becomes not available.
Yeah, right. he
gets so it never his fault. But if he feel like he has a chance,
if they have a full squad, you know, coming in with some home court advantage in that 4th seed, they're going to play the 5th. Right now, that would be Dallas. Dallas could take him, Kyrie and Luka. Yeah. you know, all things considered. But you're right. I think Ty Lue, you know, we cover the Clippers, so for full clip, and I was just at a game in the press conference with Ty Lue, and one of the media asked and said, you know, your team confuses us, you know, confuses me, which was that media guy, and says, you know, you play well and you don't play well, and there's no real answer to that. Is it, you know, what is it? Inspiration, you know, is it, you know, what is it? And in a very Phil Jackson-esque way, Ty Lue said, ask PG.
Mm.
Damn.
He didn't say ask the team. He's all ask PG. That's like so Phil Jackson-ish to just do it in the media and just stick it out there. So how else would you take that, right?
I mean, listen.
So I respect that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's a player coach.
Yeah.
That's like, dude, I've been there. I've been a player, so I know what it takes to do. Either you're doing it or you're not. And we know it's well, you know, reported. Clippers and PG have not agreed on an extension yet. Supposedly the 76ers are waiting, you know, for their chance to get at him. Look, if PG lets that get in the way of his best possible hopes at a championship run, the fact that he made out of a contract next year?
Huh.
Well, you know what's so interesting to me about that is, like, I gotta say it. They got rid of Shy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? They got, you know, they got literally he is probably playing the best basketball consistently for the whole year.
They're first place.
They're in first place. He definitely should be an MVP candidate.
Oh, he's, I mean,
he's done everything to kind of win
MVP
it.
And
other than the fact that he's in OKC and nobody's really paying attention.
Yeah, that's it.
But that guy is putting up the numbers, and they got rid of him because – so they won the trade. Like, OKC won that trade between PG and Shea. So PG got to perform because, you know, it makes you
– this is his best shot right now.
Yes.
You've been on this team. You've all been injured. This is your best shot. It doesn't matter what the contract situation is for next season. You're under contract this season. Give it your all.
Yes.
You may, it just, there's no opportunities.
Yes.
They don't come around easily, as you can see, BG. Let's keep moving here, guys. Enough of the NBA.
All right.
Let's let Money Mike here, bring us up to date on Women's March Madness.
Look, I actually was glued to the television yesterday.
Yes.
It was two great games.
Yeah, right.
You know, well, look, first of all, let me back up. Shout out to the selection crew, right? Because you guys knew what you were doing.
Yep.
You guys knew that, you know, you put all the teams in there, but you knew what you were banking for was a rematch of LSU and Iowa. And you knew you really didn't want to put that into the final game. Because you knew that you could have South Carolina on the other end of the bracket, that if any one of them, because I just give y'all some context. LSU was supposed to play South Carolina for the championship last year. That didn't happen, but that's what was supposed to happen, right? Iowa ended up being the LSU, would spoil that. I'm sorry, Iowa ended up being South Carolina, would spoil that. Which had them come into LSU, and then this is what we had, the rematch.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, what they said, I got an idea. We're going to make it where they can meet them going into the Final Four, right? Which is, and then if they get past them, then they're going to go and have South Carolina over here. But even better than that, they was like, we about to have UConn and USC on the other end because we got Juju.
Right.
And so whoever wins between LSU and Iowa is going to play UConn and USC, and that's box office too.
Yeah.
That's box office too.
No lose.
And they know ain't nobody looking at the men's NCAA bracket because I NC State I know is there and UConn because – and the only reason why I know UConn is there is because I know the UConn women's are there and they mention the men are there too.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anybody's name on the men's side, right?
You got me.
DJ Burns.
You got me. I don't really know.
And the only reason why I know DJ Burns is because they say he's 23 and Anthony Edwards is 22. I have not watched not 1 minute of the men's tournament.
And you're not missing it.
And I'm not missing anything.
That's the sad part.
But what I want, though, look, what my prediction is right now, I got to see South Carolina. Because I love Don Staley. South Carolina, Iowa. You know what I mean?
Which, though, is crazy that you say that because you saw how you were saying that that matchup didn't happen because Iowa beat South Carolina. If they meet in the final, bro.
That's the rematch.
And South Carolina is undefeated.
Yes. Yeah.
If they're undefeated going into the game, see, this is what I'm talking about. See, this is why Iowa can't have that. Because if Iowa go in there, they got to prove that if we did it once, we got to do it again. Because now South Carolina is protecting something. We're protecting this perfect season. And on top of it all, you beat us last year. So we got some get back.
But
that's some stuff. That motivation, they don't have that same
motivation.
What a
great storyline.
So it's really tilting in South Carolina.
They interviewed, but see, here's the situation with that. And is they interviewed Rebecca Lobo. And they were asking her about Caitlin Clark. And Rebecca Lobo, when they asked her about Caitlin Clark and her going to the WNBA, what's really interesting about her answer was, she basically said, yes, Caitlin's going into the league. And she said that we want her to have be successful, right? She kind of was saying, you know, play good, play defense, don't beat her up because she is
She's more important to the game.
She's more important to the game. And she was talking about the aspect of, like, hey, with her being in there, she's going to get butts in seats, which is going to create more revenue where they're going to be able to, because now they're watching Caitlin, now they're going to know Asia and they're going to know Zaya and they're going to know all the other great players that are in the league because of Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
And so they're painting Caitlin Clark as the golden child right now that's about to go into the draft, and she's going to change everything, even above Inescu and all those other people going to the WNBA. So with that being said, and you have this, her here, and listen, she's Larry Bird, dude. I ain't never seen.
No, she hot.
She is Larry Bird. Yeah, like, Larry
nice.
Bird.
She's definitely nice.
What was great about Larry Bird? He was a great shooter, but you know what
cold,
else he was?
Cold.
You know what else he was?
Good passer, too.
He was a great passer.
Yeah.
And let me tell you right now, they know when to cut. Them players know. I mean, I'm watching the game, and I'm like, oh, they about to cut. And them dimes from Caitlin, it ain't the 41 points. You know, I was comparing her to Jokic when I was watching yesterday. It wasn't the three pointers Jokic was making, it was the passes that was making.
Yeah.
And she was, she scored 41 points, but she had like, 12 dimes or something like that?
Yeah.
And they were on, and they knew the cut. They were awful layups. Listen, it's going to be tough, but I got to see South Carolina. I don't know how they're going to make it happen, but I do know how they're going to make it happen. Wink, wink.
You got, like you said.
South Carolina's going. They ain't got no competition.
But she got to play Paige now.
Yeah, I know. And Paige can do the same thing.
You know what I'm saying, though? So it's not even like, we're going to say that is a possibility. She really got to get through UConn.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
But they play great defense.
UConn is always built for it. They're built for tournaments.
They pay, Ariali, what's his name?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, so I apologize. I'm mispronouncing your name. Yeah, listen. Juju had a decent game. You know, it was a quiet 30 points, but the defensive scheme, she had two people close to her the whole
time. Yeah, the whole time. They blitz her every time she got the ball.
So, it's going to be good. Paige, I can't wait. Listen, here's the thing. Paige can shoot just like Caitlin. Don't get it twisted.
I'm telling you.
Like, you know,
so Paige, we got to see, bro. This is going to be
it can be 3-point fest. It's going to be Friday is going to be box office.
As you know, everybody, we finish the show every time with a segment we call Money Mike's Out of Bounds. Money Mike's going to share his thoughts or opinions on a topic, and it's really simple. You guys get to participate right here in the comment section. Are his thoughts and opinions inbounds or out of bounds? Money Mike, you got the mic.
Hey, we gonna stay right here. We're going to stay with the NCAA. I mean, I don't know if you guys heard about Ice Cube, what Ice Cube was doing. Did you hear about that?
No. Mm-hmm.
You didn't hear it?
No.
You did not hear what Ice Cube
said? I did not. Enlighten me.
Oh, really? So Ice Cube made a phone call and said, hey, Caitlin, instead of going to the WNBA and taking that, what, $70,000, I'll give you $5 million to come play in the Big Three. Did you hear about that?
No.
And I'm like, wow, that's really interesting. Now, I have two takes on that.
Yes.
My first take is, why are you only choosing her? Because there's a whole lot of great players out there. There's that you have, and you can't just have just one person. Literally, if you're going to do that, then why don't you just integrate your league, have a man and woman 3-on-3, and that's a dope idea, and why are you just only offering this up to Caitlin? I ain't hating on Caitlin, but I'm just saying there's some other ballers out there that you could be offering this for. Number two, if I'm Caitlin, I'm like, hey, if you're going to offer me that, no, I want market share, and I'm doing a whole business move and really getting my ducats, and I'm still going to go back to the WNBA because I know I need to go in there for that reason. So am I out of bounds to say that there's no reason why Caitlin should take that deal?
I'll answer. I don't know if it's instead of the WNBA or on top
yeah,
of
yeah, well, no, it's instead of. They play in the summer. The
same time.
NBA
okay.
play in the summer. So I don't think that she should take that deal. And I'm also kind of, like I said, my opinion is, I don't think she should take that deal because I think she needs to actually do what she's there for, which is make the WNBA brand better. And I'm also offended that he's only offering just her and never even had the idea for anybody else.
Right.
So am I out of bounds for those 2 points?
Out of bounds for offended, WNBA? Yes.
Really?
Because, look, Lexi Brown, Sparks player, came out and said, oh, is this, you know, she actually tweeted, is this the first player? Oh, this is the first WNBA player you actually thought about offering this deal to? No other player?
Yeah. It's offensive.
You said it yourselves. The viewership on TV, it's blowing records. Lexi didn't do that. Nobody's done that. No woman has done that. So that's the difference. It's simple. Why? Because look at the numbers. Look at the viewership. It's money. It makes sense. Yep. He wins.
Yep.
Big Three wins. He knew right off the bat that the likelihood she would take that deal is next to nil.
Yeah, next to none. It was slim.
But guess who's talking about it? Everybody. So everybody now has the Big Three on their mind, this and that, and they're connecting it with Caitlin Clark regardless of what she does. It's money in the bank. It was brilliant. But I do understand why he's paying it, Pat.
Yeah. First, I just think that he's like, you know, like you said, Mike, she shouldn't take the deal. She shouldn't take it even if they offered her because she means, like you said earlier, she means so much to that game.
Right.
And we are really looking at, like, the resurgence. Not even resurgence, but, like, I guess – now people are talking about women's basketball, and you ain't now hear one person talk about, but they don't dunk. You ain't heard nobody saying nothing like that because it's good basketball, and we're looking at good basketball. And to be quite honest with you, they playing that kind of basketball in the WNBA. You know what I'm saying? It just is taking the college game, and now we bring in this new era of basketball players like Inescu, you know, because the Sue Birds. You know, they're old. You know what I'm saying? That was old guard. They were good. You know, the Candace Parker. Now we got the new blood. Uh-huh. And this new blood is actually exciting. Yeah. And we, like you said, we're not even talking about when Angel Reese gets up in there. We're not going to talk about when Juju gets makes up her way into the WNBA. The WNBA can thrive. And if if Clark goes to the Big Three, it's going to stunt that growth.
But and like I said, her by
they
herself,
can't allow
that like kind of sucks. You know what I mean? Because I would like to, if they go to Big Three, I would like that Big Three team, like a team to play against them. Because the thing about it is 3-on-3, it's not even really about physicality. Man, you get Inescu, Caitlin Clark,
it's about skill.
And what's her from UConn?
Paige. Yeah.
Look, They ain't never got to go in the paint at all. They never got to go in the paint. And all they got to do is shoot threes all day, and the games will be over. And they got four-pointers in victory. So, yeah. They need it. That's my only way. I think they actually will work. But, man. Go ahead and
she's not taking it.
Be there for
she's not taking it. But brilliant WNBA. Marketing for the big three. So I give that to you. Ice Cube, great job. And he says, I didn't want this to get leaked out. I didn't mean this wasn't supposed to get out.
I didn't want that to be leaked.
Yeah, this wasn't supposed to get out.
Which means it was supposed to get out.
Exactly. good job there, guys. Okay.
Hey,
so
it's not a secret if you tell somebody.
Right.
It says everybody knows the same thing ain't seeing it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So thank you for joining us. Another great episode of the Profanity Nation. As we said earlier, you can catch us every Wednesday morning here on InfinityTV.com. Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button. You'll keep up with all the great shows. Also, there's great news on there. Keep up with your team. So, InfinityTV.com. We'll be back next week. We out.
Peace.